I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off. And our top story is a developing story. A person riding a bicycle is dead, and the Front Runner system seeing major delays after that bike rider was hit by a train just south of the Central Station in Salt Lake City this morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been on the scene, has the very latest for us now. Adam?
Tim, big-time delays for UTA this morning as this area just south of the Central Station near 4th South 6 West has been lit up with emergency lights since about 6 o'clock this morning. The train has been in place and deboarded since this crash. UTA Police Chief Dallin Taylor on scene says a man riding a bicycle was hit by the Front Runner while trying to cross the tracks.
He was in the Union Pacific Yard, then crossed over to our lines, and he rode his bicycle. It looks like he's trying to access 600 West here. And he rode across the access road, didn't get to see or hear the train coming, and was struck by the train.
Taylor says that's an area the person was not supposed to be in that place at the time. People go over in that area are technically trespassing. Police are now working on identifying this person. We'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them. Live from the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah's governor has signed a bill that adds another layer to domestic violence investigations. Law enforcement will now be required to ask people a series of questions when they respond to domestic violence calls. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson was a big advocate for the bill after her cousin was killed by her ex-husband last August after not getting a lethality assessment in her case.
That is something that is far too prevalent in our state, and something that is entirely preventable. And we've got to do better to prevent those homicides.
The law also creates a database of these assessments to track repeat offenders. Remember, if you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, there is help available. You can call the 24/7 Utah Domestic Violence Link line at 1-800-897-LINK. That spells out 5465. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow will be in court in Park City today. She's being sued after a man claims that she ran into him while skiing and left him with 4 broken ribs and a brain injury. Paltrow filed a counterclaim saying the man hit her from behind while she was following her kids. The trial is scheduled to take about 8 days. A former Utah State graduate student suing the school saying his professor made inappropriate comments about his Haitian descent. Greg Noel says he told the school and they did nothing about it.
There was zero accountability for this individual. There was no closure. There was no attempt of, reform. There was nothing.
Utah State responded to reporter questions about the case, saying it followed its non-discrimination policy, procedures, and process. The school went on to say they worked with Noel one-on-one to hear his concerns and provided supportive measures. Now our top national stories this hour. Will Donald Trump become the first former president to be indicted on criminal charges? It's a question causing a lot of concern politically and for security reasons in the Big Apple.
President Trump's Secret Service team and the NYPD are now discussing how they will handle a possible indictment, including fingerprinting and having the former president pose for a mugshot.
ABC's Jim Dolan says security barriers have been put up near the courthouse. The district attorney has been investigating Mr. Trump illegally paying out hush money payments. People supporting the former president also gathering, trying to make their voices heard.
It really seems like it's a political hatchet job. It does. It just seems like it's a real got you moment to try to thwart him from a 2024 run.
Patrick Foley is among those gathered in Lower Manhattan, just outside the courthouse where the former president's arraignment could occur. Let's get that first look traffic check here. If you're still making your way in this morning, here's Andy.
Well, we've got the crash at 123rd South and I-15 in Draper. That's got traffic back to Point of the Mountain. We still have slowdowns along SR-92 because of an earlier commuter lane closure going towards I-15 from the Highland Alpine side of things. A crash on the on-ramp from 2100 North to South 15 still affecting drivers, but a lot of delay on 2100 North itself. We've also got Davis County traffic still slow both directions in Layton and Kaysville, but now it's getting better on the northbound side and just staying the same on the southbound side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
The political world, as we just mentioned, focused on Manhattan today, where former President Trump predicted he would be arrested. Joining me live in studio, host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. So many questions, so little time here, Boyd.
So little time. And I think the former president is going to be wrong in his prediction today. I don't think anything's going to happen today. What I've been hearing is that if anything happens, it will most likely be next week. There was obviously new testimony that was added to the grand jury yesterday, and I think they're going to continue to deliberate on that just a little bit. So they'll take a few more days there. But it's an interesting thing to look at in terms of the whole messaging of it. Obviously, the former president is really good at grievance campaigning. He's always run on that. It's a way for him to get empathy and sympathy and build that base of looking out for the little guy and I'm fighting, and that's kind of been the mantra there. The interesting thing to me is, you know, is this politics as usual? Is this weaponizing the DA's office in Manhattan? Is this the highest priority for Manhattan with all the other issues they have going on? I thought one of the most interesting things and probably the saddest thing for Republicans, they had their retreat where they're supposed to come out with their agenda and bills. They've got an energy bill that will be introduced today. And then they spent their entire press conference talking about the former president.
Yeah.
And so it's preventing that forward moving conversation. But it leads us to a really interesting space in terms of our politics. And are we just stuck in this grievance mentality, which I think is absolutely un-American? We get mad, we get angry, we get frustrated, but then we move on. That's who we are as a country, and I think if we don't get back to that, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, and here we go into the fast lanes of a 2024 presidential election, and you can bet there's going to be plenty more of it. Boyd's going to be talking about it today. If you've missed it for a while, you've missed some great programs. Inside Sources with Boyd, back this afternoon, 1 to 3 o'clock on KSL News Radio. For a look at traffic and weather together, every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Slow going on the northbound side, Andy.
Yeah, I got a crash around 123rd South. Some of it's on the on-ramp, some of it's on the overpass. And between that, traffic's backed all the way to the Point of the Mountain itself, right to the tip-top of the hill, right before you'd either go back down into Utah County or start the drive down the hill into the Salt Lake Valley. We've also got slowdowns, a lot of it. Redwood Road to get on to 215 in Taylorsville from an earlier crash we had down there. That crash is gone, and now we're just waiting on the slowing to clear out. And we've got slowdowns, SR-201, much of the way from 7200 West Magna all the way to 3200 West. Heather?
Your slowest traffic in Davis County is southbound I-15 between Hillfield Road and the Kaysville Ponds. And then you have more brake lights showing up between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. If you're northbound I-15, we do have a report of a crash around 2600 South and Woods Cross. I haven't seen it on cameras, nor are there any delays, but you might need to use some caution. We still have residual delays northbound I-15 through Layton from an earlier crash that's now cleared. Eric?
Well, it's looks like you got a lot of snow over eastbound I-80 near Park City this morning, and you got a lot of slowdowns on that eastbound side, extending all the way up to Barley Summit. In fact, it's slow past the Kimball Junction exit as well, going over to the Silver Creek exit. Down Utah County, 2100 North is always slow for eastbounders this time of the morning. So this morning, it's super slow from Redwood Road over to 2300 West. Dreamscapes, an ethereal journey of digital and physical artworks built by over 100 artists. Showcased at Shops at Southtown in Sandy. Tickets at dreamscapes.art in partnership with the Utah Office of Tourism. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, 50 degrees for a high today, mostly cloudy for the first half, and then showers inevitably moving in from the south by evening. Overnight, rain, snow, showers, 36 the low. 47 degrees is all we get tomorrow, with more rain, snow, showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny downtown this hour, but still 35 degrees. And coming up in just a minute, Mary Bruce is going to check in with us from the White House. This story getting some attention over the last 12 to 18 hours, that President Biden signed a bill that's telling the government agencies to declassify any information that they may have, any intelligence on the origins of COVID-19. Now, they're still going to be, you know, blacking out a lot of the information if there is a confidential source or something. But we want to find out more about this, and we'll do it next. So stay with me at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Amanda Dixon off this morning. Tim Hughes with you till 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 8:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
big delays on the Front Runner system this morning after a cyclist dies just south of the Central Station. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Second, a trial for actress Gwyneth Paltrow gets underway in Park City today. She's accused of running into a person on the ski slopes and causing serious injuries. Paltrow, though, is countersuing, saying the accuser actually ran into her. Third, let's get a look at your drive, traffic, and weather together.
Got lots of different crashes right now, including I-15, 21st South Freeway, frontage roads. So we've got slowdowns on I-80 over Parley Summit, leftover delays from earlier crashes and affected traffic in Davis County. Very busy right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go for 50 degrees today, warmest of the next seven, then showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Still below seasonal normals, and even with the sunshine downtown, it's getting cooler. 34 degrees with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. So far, no sign that Donald Trump is about to be indicted, the former president under investigation by the District Attorney of Manhattan in connection with alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Republicans like House Speaker Kevin McCarthy criticizing the whole process.
What we see before us is not equal justice. What we see before us is a political game being played by a local. Look, just as this isn't New York City. This is just the Manhattan. This is just a borough DA.
ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says the charges could include campaign finance violations, but the defense argument will almost certainly be Trump didn't know about it.
The defense is that this was a nuisance lawsuit. He paid the money, but he didn't know exactly how it was going to be classified. He didn't know it was going to be classified, they're going to say, as legal expenses, which is the misclassification, right? Is this idea that this was hush money, but instead they called it legal expenses. And they're going to say he didn't know that it was being registered as legal expenses.
Classes in the Los Angeles Unified School District are canceled for today, and around 600,000 students are not in class. Support workers are on strike. ABC's Kana Whitworth in L.A.
We're outside of the district bus depot, and it's service workers like the bus drivers, the custodians, the cafeteria workers that are asking for a pay increase and better working conditions, and they will be joined in force by the union teachers who say negotiations with the district broke down.
The Los Angeles superintendent says they offered a pay increase, however, it falls far short of the workers' demands. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to give a speech today reassuring Americans, or at least trying to, that the banking system is resilient following the collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks and the continued struggles of San Francisco-based First Republic. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today in Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Biden has signed a bill directing government agencies to declassify and release what they know about the origins of COVID-19. We thought we'd check in with ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The president says he's hoping to release as much information about this as possible. Biden signing into law this legislation that would require the release of U.S. intelligence related to the origins of COVID-19. Biden saying he's hoping to get to the bottom of this to help prevent any future future pandemic. So here's how this works. The Director of National Intelligence now has 90 days to declassify all information about any potential links between that lab in Wuhan, China, and the origins of COVID, including the names and symptoms of any researchers there that may have become ill. But it is not clear exactly how much new information we are going to learn here, because it is likely there will be some redactions for sensitive material. All of this, of course, comes as we've seen a real split on this issue. Intelligence agencies are at odds about whether COVID was likely caused by a lab leak or natural transmission.
Josh Hawley was one of the names on this bill, and it's actually called the COVID Origins Act of 2021. He, along with Senator Braun, and there was a quote from Josh Hawley yesterday after the president signed off on it that says accountability is next after the president signed to declassify some of this information, something I know many Americans, if not all of us, would like to get to the bottom of. But we're being reminded with the redaction process, many of the important information, or much of the important information, may never be known. But we'll continue to follow it, of course, with ABC, and we thank Mary Bruce for checking in with us. KSL News Time is 8:19. Time for a look at traffic and weather together, which we do every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Again, we turn to Andy Farnsworth.
And Tim, right now you got a crash on the right shoulder, a place that seems to happen almost every day now. 3200 West and the 201 freeway right after that overpass. Traffic's backed up from Mountain View to 3200 West in part because of the crash, even though it's not blocking lanes any longer. North 15, a crash near 123rd South is part of the reason for delays that stretch all the way back past Point of the Mountain, now starting to go back down the hill. We're also hearing about a crash on the Frontage Road, and I'm seeing that right at the top of Point of the Mountain, right in front of that Staker Parsons gravel area. So the Frontage Road, not a great option to get into the Salt Lake Valley, because you got to deal with that crash as well. Heather?
We still have slow traffic southbound I-15 from Layton into Kaysville, and again between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake City. We've had a lot of congestion all morning long. US 89 northbound as you approach the South Weber Drive area and then head up to I-84. You also still have delays on 5600 South and Roy, as well as Harrison Boulevard in Ogden. Eric?
Eastbound I-80 road conditions not good from Parley Summit all the way over to the Silver Creek Junction. And you've got fog as part of the mix now, so a lot of slowing as you're heading eastbound on I-80. Southbound 224, westbound on 248, that's Kearns Boulevard. All of that is slow getting into Park City as well. Down Utah County, I-15 remains strong. You're at a normal travel time from Santa Clara to Point of the Mountain. That's 30 minutes. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast, 50 degrees with mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. By evening, showers moving in. 47 tomorrow, rain, snow, showers. Lesser chances of rain, snow, showers on Thursday, 45. It gets chilly on Friday, 41. Snow showers possible. Mostly cloudy skies for your Saturday, 38. We keep it in the upper 30s on Sunday. Partly cloudy skies. Back to the 40s, rebounding for your Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Look at that sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. That's a pretty good turnaround from where we started the morning. Right now in Salt Lake, not all that warm, though, 35 degrees. Just want to remind you again that coming up Thursday, Dave and Dujanovic, Dave and Debbie, are going to be on the road, and KSL in your community takes on a little different look this week as they get you ready for Project Homeless Connect. I remember back in 2019, a couple of years ago, 900 volunteers turned out to do things like eye exams, distribute burritos, perform dental cleanings and procedures, even give haircuts. And the event, I think, actually takes place on Friday, but they're going to be out there Thursday as everything is getting underway. It's an idea to connect people experiencing homelessness with volunteers in sort of a one-stop shop opportunity. So we'll have more on that coming up as KSL heads back out into your community, coming up Thursday with Dave and Dujanovic. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Zero Res. That means Jake Stone is back in studio with us here. Sorry about the sunshine glare.
No problem.
Coming through the window here directly into your eyes, but that's a reminder that it is spring and it's time to do some cleaning, and today would be the day to make that phone call.
That is exactly right. $25 a room, and it's today only. And if you're thinking about the spring cleaning, man, there is not a better time than today to get that book right now, actually. So when you're thinking about it and you're hearing this,
Man, book it. $25 a room. You can't beat that.
We've asked you before how you pull that off, but it's not magic. You're just wanting as many people as possible to experience this patented process that we rave about around here.
You know, we know a few things about magic, and when it comes to cleaning your carpet, we're pretty good at that too. And so we use our zero-res water. We are very different. We don't use the soaps or detergents in the cleaning process. It's safe for your kids. It's safe for your pets. And we've got that platinum rating with the CRA, which means we've tested the highest you possibly can in the industry for cleaning carpet. So we're not using the soaps and detergents, but we're still able to clean just as good as anyone out there that does.
Yeah, the last time we had you guys into the house, I almost felt bad because we have lots of kids, and stairs are always so bad because the kids run up and they run down and they got their shoes on, and it just tends to grind everything in there. And I said, look, I'll understand if you can't get that out. And sure enough, it was where they wanted to start, just to prove to me that the process worked, and they were beautifully done.
Absolutely. We love the challenge. And right now, if you're thinking, man, I've never used Zero Res, maybe I want to give them a try. $25 a room. Today's the day. Choose today to make that the time to try it.
Yeah, let me give you the numbers here. $25 per room. Minimums apply, but no maximums, right?
No maximum. 10 rooms if you want.
Here's the number, and it is a one-day sale only. You don't want to miss this opportunity. 801-288-9376. 801-288-ZERO. You can also schedule online at zerores.com. Watching Utah's Money this morning is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Treasury officials are thinking about temporarily expanding federal guarantees on all bank deposits. Just in case the banking industry crisis gets worse, Bloomberg reports that officials are studying whether the FDIC should be able to expand the coverage above $250,000 without needing the green light from Congress. Good luck getting jelly beans this Easter. Sarah's Candies is not making them this year because of a pectin shortage thanks to the war in Ukraine. And the chain's owner says instead of resorting to a lower quality candy, he's choosing to scrap production this year altogether. New uniforms for the National Hockey League. Online retailer Fanatics is replacing Adidas to supply uniforms to the league for the next decade. Fanatics is a licensed sports merchandise company. It's the first time their gear is going to be used for professional sports uniforms. I saw this story this morning, too, and I found it interesting. SoFi Stadium down there in Los Angeles, of course, one of the newest, and it is gorgeous, but one of the most expensive stadiums that we have. And yet this headline caught my eye. SoFi Stadium currently unfit to host the 2026 World Cup Final. Why? Well, it was designed for American football. And we're talking soccer here, and so the field is not wide enough. And when they widen it to make it fit for soccer, they're taking out too many seats that is the minimum capacity for hosting a World Cup game. Kind of interesting to follow that and see how it all turns out. The U.S. existing home sales surged 14.5% in February. It's the first pickup of the year, and the markets are in the green to start the day. We're not quite as optimistic as we were earlier. The Dow's still up 209, which is about 0.6%. The S&P is up 27. The Nasdaq this hour up 72. That is 0.6. Things still slow. Looks like SR-201. We'll get the latest on that. There's a couple of cars off in the right-hand lane. We'll check that and the rest of your traffic and weather together coming up in a minute. 8:29 means a look at traffic and weather together, which we do every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Still some slowdowns persisting, Andy.
Yeah, Tim, we had a lot of barrier crashes again today. That's what we got on the 5th South on-ramp to southbound 15 in Salt Lake City. We've got a crash over to the shoulder on SR-201 at 3200 West. We've got one on the shoulder on the right side, northbound 15 at 123rd, but that traffic is backed up to Point of the Mountain, as well as a crash on the frontage road as you try to go from Utah County. Instead of on I-15, you take that frontage road from Cabela's, but there's a crash right at top of the Point of the Mountain that's making things a lot slower and longer to get through. Heather?
We also have delays southbound I-15 from Hillfield Road in Layton all the way into Kaysville. Most of that is stop and go. As you continue southbound, you'll see a few more brake lights between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake City. You also have stop and go traffic on US 89 northbound. As you leave Layton, try to head up to South Weber at the I-84 interchange. Eric?
Got fog and some snow falling around the Kimball Junction exit if you're eastbound I-80 through most of Parley's Canyon. It looks pretty good, but once you get up to the top of Parley Summit and start heading through Jeremy Ranch, that's when these weather conditions are going to affect the flow of traffic. And it's very slow exiting Kimball Junction, going south on 224, and likewise for westbounders on 248 heading over from US 40. In Utah County, you've got your slowdown spots once again, Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street, 2100 North, all of them trying to go west, eastbound over to the freeway. Lagoon is hiring for ride maintenance technicians with a passion for mechanics. Lagoon offers mechanics training and amazing career opportunities. Positions are full-time and year-round. Apply at lagoonpark.com/jobs. Eric Butler on the KSL Traffic Center.
50 degrees, degrees eventually for the high. That'll make it the warmest in the next week. And Matt telling us earlier, these temperatures we expect Saturday and Sunday in the upper 30s, 25 degrees below seasonal normals. Right now, plenty of sunshine downtown. It's a beautiful morning, but cold, 34 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30. Our top story this half hour.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
A Utah resort can now say they've had over 700 inches of snow fall on their slopes this season. And we're also closing in on an all-time record when it comes to how much water is in that snow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage of Utah's Water Watch. Adam.
Tim, Brighton can now claim they've had 700-plus inches of snow this winter, marking the earliest time a resort has ever hit this milestone. To put this into perspective, Ski Utah says a typical winter is about 500 inches for a resort. To celebrate later this week, you'll actually be able to see a 700-inch banner up on the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. And we're not done. More mountain snow is on its way tonight.
The Wasatch Mountains south of I-80, as well as the southern mountains and the western Uinta Mountains. We're looking at 1 to 2 feet of snow, locally higher amounts in the Cottonwoods.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Traphagen says with this last storm, Utah's snow water equivalent is now up to 24.4 inches. That's only about an inch and a half from the 40-year-old record. Reporting live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utahs are feeling a little conflicted about what feels like a never-ending series of storms. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
Some love these storms.
I'm okay with the precip.
Others are annoyed they can't get outside yet.
I feel like it shuts the community down a little more, too. Like, you don't interact as much.
Many are feeling both.
I think we need the water, but yeah. I wish we'd have spring.
We're in for more wet storms starting up again today. Another week of cold isn't the worst thing. If we do warm up too fast, flooding could get worse.
I was down at the well, you know, the artesian well, and sometimes the water is quite slow coming out. It is gushing out of the holes now, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what if it floods?
Something Utahns are definitely keeping an eye on. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Salt Lake County is asking people to give them a heads up if they spot patches of debris blocking up local rivers and streams. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports now from Little Cottonwood Creek.
Salt Lake County's top emergency manager. He said crews are already busy identifying hazards like these.
There's the potential for dozens of these kinds of snags to be along the various creeks across the county.
We watched the emergency manager contact work crews about the snags he saw. He told us it's critical when neighbors see issues like these to let the county know.
We have more developing news this hour. A bicyclist is dead following a crash with a front runner train early this morning. UTA Chief of Police Dallin Taylor says the man was hit by the train while trying to cross from the Union Pacific train yard, which is not a place people are supposed to be.
They're actually trespassing. Once they get close to the rails here, they're trespassing in this yard. We have a mark with several signs along the roadway here.
Taylor says the train more than likely had its bells on, but there were no additional lights since this was south of Central Station platform. The train had to be deboarded, and there is now a bus bridge in place. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Federal Reserve kicks off 2 days' worth of meetings today, and they'll end up deciding whether or not to increase interest rates as they work to slow inflation. But an added concern for these meetings is the recent bank failures and how banking uncertainty is impacting the economy. Goldman Sachs says it would be a good idea for the Fed to pause interest rates at least any hikes, at least for now. Security is a big concern surrounding the investigation in New York into former President Trump.
We have no idea how big the protests will be, but we saw what happened the last time Donald Trump said he was a victim and called on people to come out and protest on his behalf. That was January 6th. So you do see the barricades going up in New York. You do see security preparations even down in Mar-a-Lago. So it's not just New York. I'm sure there's going to be added security measures in Washington, D.C. as well. Again, we don't know. Is this going to be, you know, massive protests like what Trump is calling for, or will it be something less?
ABC's Jonathan Carl reporting. Andy's back in the traffic center with your first look traffic.
Still have a lot of delays, including I-15 from Point of the Mountain all the way to Draper from a crash at 123rd South. There's also a rollover on the frontage road if you were thinking of using that as an alternate at Point of the Mountain. Davis County, not really much relief yet, going from Layton to Kaysville. Still jammed up just like it has been for a good chunk of the morning. SR-201 slow from the West Valley over to 3200 West because of a crash on the right shoulder. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New details are coming to light about a Colorado dentist accused of murdering his wife. Police near Denver say that dentist James Craig bought arsenic and cyanide to kill his wife, Angela. Here's former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
This was planned. It was researched. It was ordered, the poisoning. It shows tons of premeditation, which will all work against him.
The arrest warrant states that Angela again checked into a hospital last week, complaining of a severe headache and dizziness. She died on Saturday. No classes for Los Angeles public school students this morning as thousands of service workers go on strike.
The union representing custodians, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers now vowing to picket for 3 days, demanding better pay and benefits, saying the average worker salary is $25,000, with most working only part-time. The union canceling last-minute talks, claiming the district leaked confidential negotiations to the media, which the superintendent denies. The district says it offered a 23% raise and a cash bonus. The union not budging. And now, with no classes, families of the nearly 500,000 children in the district are forced to find backup plans.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. And a controversy over bullfighting in one of the 8 countries still allowing it.
6 veteran bullfighters performed for free recently in Colombia to raise money to save the centuries-old tradition. Colombia's Senate recently approved a nationwide ban. Its House of Representatives narrowly voted down an earlier ban, but could take it up again. Almost every bovine raised by man ends up in a slaughterhouse, says Gonzalo Sanz de Santa Maria, a bull breeder. But he adds the bull dies in a temple, admired, applauded, showing its bravery. Opponents call bullfighting cruel and unethical, with slow and painful deaths. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As beautiful as it is downtown, we're being told that weather's still contributing to I-80 delays from Parley Summit to Kimball Junction. We'll check that with traffic and weather next. Traffic and weather together, again brought to you by Granite Credit Union. And if they're coming in from Utah County, Andy, they better plan on a little extra time.
Yeah, there's a big backup waiting for you from essentially the Utah County side of Point of the Mountain. In fact, it starts now down around SR-92 and goes all the way up the hill, down the hill, and then up to 123rd South before you get clear of it. Still have delays on the frontage road as well from a crash that's right at the top in front of the Parsons. We've got delays on Bangor at 98 South and at 47 South. We've got SR-201 backups between 56 West and 3200 West. And now we've got I-15 backups from 33rd South up to I-80. We may have another crash on the freeway there. Heather?
We're still well below the speed limit, southbound I-15 from Hillfield Road and Layton into Kaysville, with more slowing between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. If you're on US 89 northbound, your delays now stretch from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way up to the I-84 interchange in South Weber. The city streets are starting to ease up a bit, especially in Roy. Most of those delays are gone. Eric?
Here's another spot where you can expect some slowing, eastbound I-80 through Parley's Canyon. Not through much of it. You can even go over the top of Parley Summit and think you're in the clear. But once you start getting into Jeremy Ranch, you've got a very slow conditions, just a lot of congestion trying to exit at Kimball Junction. You've got fog and snow in the area, too. And the delays continue, really, all the way over to the Silver Creek Junction. Down Utah County, I-15 looks good as long as you confine your travels to within Utah County. From Provo up to about 2100 North, everything looks good. Redwood Road starting to get busy, as well as I-15 going into Salt Lake County. Two Brothers Mattress, your locally owned Serta mattress dealer. Visit any Two Brothers Mattress location from Salt Lake to Orem. Find sale prices now at twobrothersmattress.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the second day of spring. How about mostly cloudy skies? Temperatures near 50. By evening, showers moving in from the south. They'll hold on through the night, going rain, snow showers, low of 36. Into tomorrow, 47 degrees, more rain, snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Let's see here. 34 degrees, plenty of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. It's that old adage about, you know, if you don't like the weather, springtime in Utah, just wait an hour. It'll change, and that's what we've got out there right now. Coming up in just a minute, our Adam Small has been on the scene of that bicycle versus a front runner train this morning where a person lost their life. There's a twist to the story in the fact that the person was actually in an area they should not have been. May have actually been trespassing. We'll get the latest information for you as we check in live with Adam coming up in just a minute at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Utah's Morning News and Utah's all-day companion for news. It's an hour that's sponsored in part by our friends at Zero Res. Jake Stone is back in studio with us. This one-day sale, the last time we had you here, if I remember right, we sort of broke the phone banks on your side of the equation, didn't we?
We did, and it was awesome. We are so excited about the new amount of customers that were excited to try Zero Res because of the offer.
Yeah, and that offer today is $25 per room. Minimums do apply, but no maximum. So if they want to clean 6 rooms, 10 rooms, you don't care.
Exactly right. And you don't have to clean today. It's just you book it today.
Yeah. Here's the number. I want to make sure we give this a couple of times because I know if you've got some dust on the dashboard, maybe you write it in there. 801-288-9376 is the number, and there are operators standing by. You know as well as I do that once somebody has tried Zero Res, they're going to be customers for life.
You know, that's always our goal. And not just from the cleaning experience, it's the overall customer experience and just knowing that like it is an experience having a company to come clean your carpets. You know, we come in and it is your home, and we want to make sure that you feel comfortable that as we come in that you feel like it is a protected place and that we respect that.
Well, because you use no soaps and no harsh chemicals, it means you don't have to flood the carpets on the back end. So the carpets are going to dry faster. They're going to stay clean longer. And here's my thing. We remodeled at our house. I think I told you the last time you were in, not that long ago, a couple of years ago. And so I'm fresh off of knowing what it costs to replace carpet in my home. And the investment in keeping it clean the right way is going to save you so much money.
Oh, man. Carpet in the home is a huge investment. And maintaining that investment and getting it to last as long as you can. Think of it of like your car and changing the oil and maintaining the car. It's the same thing. It's a huge investment in your home. Regular maintenance and cleaning your carpet is a big deal in getting it to last a long time.
And speaking of saving money, you can do that today. One day only. You need to make the phone call right now. There are operators waiting. 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-ZERO. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
one Utah resort has surpassed 700 inches of snow at the same time the water in our snowpack inches even closer to a 40-year-old record. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a Utah State graduate suing the school, saying he faced discrimination because of his Haitian heritage. Third, still some problems as we check your traffic and weather together.
Yep, a lot of slowdowns still. Lehigh up over the point of the mountain into Draper from one crash. We got slowing on 201 halfway from West Valley to Salt Lake because of another crash. Delays still on I-15, Layton and Kaysville. And then we're really backed up coming up on the Park City exits of I-80 as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for the first half today, then rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
34 degrees in Salt Lake City with KSL's top national stories this hour.
600,000 Los Angeles school kids out of class today while support staff walk the picket line and teachers walk alongside them in solidarity. ABC's Kana Whitworth is there.
People out here in the cold and the rain picketing, and it's these service workers, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the custodians that are asking for an increased wage and better working conditions.
They say it'll be a 3-day strike. The situation is stabilizing and the U.S. banking system remains sound. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said during a speech this morning following 2 weeks of turmoil at some of the nation's financial institutions.
I believe that our actions reduce the risk of further bank failures
that would have imposed losses on the deposit insurance fund, which is paid for through fees on banks.
Yellen talking about the Fed's response after the collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. The Federal Reserve meeting today and tomorrow trying to decide whether to further increase interest rates or hold them steady. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The latest now on a developing story we followed all morning long for you. A person on a bicycle is dead after UTA says they were riding in a place they weren't supposed to be and were hit by a front-runner train. Joining us live from the scene is KSL News Radio's Adam Small. I'm sure, Adam, that you haven't been able to get too close to where this happened, but can you describe the area that the bike rider was in?
Yeah, Tim. So this is just south of the UTA Central Station. That's closer to 3rd South and 6th West. But here along 6th West, you can still see the front runner train still stuck in the same place it's been since this crash happened just after 6 o'clock this morning. You see it's right next to the blue line. There's a train that looks like it was not involved. It's just kind of parked there right now. But a huge police presence here along 6th West. And you can see train yards on the other side of the track. Here, I don't know if the person who was killed, if their body has been moved and taken to a place to rest at this point, but we do know that the train had to be deboarded early this morning, and it's basically just you come here in the dark early this morning, and this whole dark road is lit up by emergency lights with what's going on here this morning.
I want to play part of what you were told when you arrived on the scene here.
They're actually trespassing. Once they get close to the rails here, they're trespassing in this yard. We have a mark with several signs along the roadway here.
It would only be speculation at this point, Adam, as to what that person was doing there, right?
Yeah, it really is just speculation, Tim, at this point, because it, on the other side of the tracks, like I said, you've got this train yard. It belongs to Union Pacific. Like you hear UTA Chief of Police Dallin Taylor tell me this morning as we've been playing sound bites from him. So they believe that this person rode their bicycle across an access road to this train yard. And then by the time that the front runner was coming, they believe this man did not see the train coming and was hit when he was trying to cross back over this area that's not access to the public, this Union Pacific train yard. And to come back over to 6th West. It's a really interesting situation because we don't know what that person was doing over there. Obviously, the police are saying that that is an area, and you can see the signs up here along 6th West, that is an area that if you are over there, it's technically trespassing. But we don't know if this person was necessarily distracted. We don't know if they were wearing headphones. It's definitely something that we're going to continue to follow to figure out. And obviously, police are trying to figure out who this man is.
We're going to check traffic in just a second, but any information about how long this train might be there and how long that disrupts any travel?
At this point, I haven't heard a lot of specifics right now, but I mean, when there is a fatal crash, I mean, you can imagine this is going to take at least a couple hours. I mean, this is something they want to make sure they have all their I's dotted and their T's crossed before they let everyone go get the train back to where it's supposed to be because they want to make sure they do this right.
All right. Adam, as always, thanks for your work there on the scene. Adam Small. Helping us out on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. It's 8:49, traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. There is a bus bridge in place, right, Andy?
That's what I'm hearing, yes, okay. For people that are trying to get around the Murray area. But the big delay I've been keeping an eye on right now is backed up from Lehigh over Point of the Mountain into Draper, where we had a crash, and it just... This morning's delays way worse than you'd think they were going to be, and yet that's what we're seeing. Still have delays on Mountain View near 35th South, Bangor at 98th and 47th South, and SR-201 backed up between 56 West and 3200 West while they continue to clean up a crash at 3200 West. Heather?
We also still have delays southbound I-15 through Davis County. Usually they're gone by now, but it is still slow and even a bit stop and go. Just after you leave Antelope Drive all the way into Kaysville, you'll see a few more brake lights from time to time between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake City. US 89 has had excessive congestion as well most of the morning. That is northbound as you leave Layton area, head up to I-84 interchange at South Weber. But the city streets are starting to ease up quite a bit. Eric.
Ash in Utah County. This is in Payson, around 400 north, but it's not causing delays, although the left lane does seem to be affected through there. At least the volume is minimal enough to where there is no slowdown. So if you continue on through Spanish Fork, Provo, all the way up through much of Lehigh, everything looks good. The delays start right around Triumph Boulevard if you're on the northbound side this morning in Utah County. Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package, one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. Enjoy today for the first half because it's the warmest of the next seven. We'll go 50 degrees, mostly cloudy, then showers moving in late. Rain, snow, showers for your Wednesday, 47. We go 45 on Thursday, rain, snow, showers. Full-blown snow showers possible on Friday, a high of only 41. Upper 30s, chilly Saturday and Sunday. We then go partly cloudy skies with a high of 48 on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Matt actually lowered his expectations for the weekend. We might only see upper 30s, which would be 25 degrees below seasonal norms for this time of year. But there will be sunshine. Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 34 degrees. And your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. New one-bedroom apartments, they're telling us, are shrinking. A Rent Cafe report shows the average one-bedroom apartment now smaller than 900 square feet and 30 square feet smaller than just a year ago. Experts say that's the steepest drop in a single year. Bed Bath & Beyond also making headlines. They're shuttering hundreds of stores, but other chains are eagerly snatching up the real estate. Ross, Home Goods, and TJ Maxx buying up many of those locations. All right, the markets this morning up 208 points. We were up almost 300 earlier, but that's 6 tenths on the Dow. The S&P is up 26, and the NASDAQ is up 62 this hour. That's 0.5%. Still slow going. I-15, if you're headed into the valley from Utah County, it's bumper to bumper, and we'll see what the cause of that is when we check traffic and weather together coming up next. It is this hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Zero Res. Jake Stone is back in studio with us here. Here's the number I want you to remember, and I'll give it to you again before we're done here. It's 801-288-9376, because without a doubt, Jake, this is going to be the best deal of the year.
Yes, $25 a room. If you've been thinking about getting your carpets cleaned, or if you've been thinking about trying Zero Res, today's the day. Get it booked. You don't have to clean today. You can schedule your convenient spring cleaning time, but book today. You got to get it on the books.
And there are some minimums that apply, but no maximums. So clean as many rooms as you need. And I'll tell you what happened at our house. We weren't planning on doing all the rooms you guys ended up doing, but once we saw what they looked like, we said, okay, just keep going. Now, maybe you ought to do that room or that bedroom.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't realize. Everyone thinks, oh, well, you need to clean the rooms that you walk on. And that's not completely true. Your carpet's the biggest filter in your home. And those guest bedrooms that don't ever get any traffic, it's awesome to be able to go in and show customers what we can pull out of those rooms that don't get any traffic, because it's just collecting all of the dust in the house by filtering the air in the home, and they need to be cleaned.
Yeah, which means your family's going to be breathing better air too, but it's always a little bit of a shocker when you move furniture that hasn't been moved for a while.
Absolutely. Today's the day. $25 a room.
$25 per room. Again, the number 801-288-9376. There are operators standing by. Know that Zero Res does so many other things for you, and someday we'll talk about the great tile work that you do and cleaning grout, because ours just turned out fantastic. But take advantage of this. $25 per room for carpet cleaning, Zero Res carpet and duct cleaning. 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-ZERO. KSL News Time, 8:59. Time for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. This doesn't look like the end of a commute, Andy.
No, it should be, but it isn't. In fact, we've got two areas where the delays used to be one constant slowdown from Lehigh, from just after 2100 North all the way to Draper. But now it looks like it's breaking up. You've got a stretch from Lehigh up to the point, then a break of about maybe a half a mile, and then it starts again near the Bluffdale exit and goes up to the crash at 123rd South. Crash itself only barely blocked one lane for a while, but it has done the damage. We still have slowdowns as well on I-15 crossing in Murray. Heard about a crash reported on Redwood Road at 9400 South in West Jordan, so watch out for that as well. Heather?
It is still a struggle for drivers on southbound I-15 in Davis County. You're hitting the brakes from at just after Antelope Drive in Layton all the way into Kaysville, and US 89 still extremely slow heading up toward I-84 in South Weber. Eric?
Fog and slick roads continuing to contribute to slowdowns for eastbound I-80 traffic from Jeremy Ranch over to the Kimball Junction exit if you're going to Park City this morning. The 215 eastbound looks good heading north, but Foothill Drive getting slow from Parley's Way up to 1700 South. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to look for a high today of 50, and we're starting to warm up now with the help of that sunshine, 36 degrees. Dave and Debbie in this first hour are going to be talking about this story of the Bible being asked to be removed in a Davis County District Library. More on that just ahead.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.